It's nothing short of a miracle out here. I've got some blessings that I don't deserve. I've got some scars, but that's how you learn. It's nothing short of a miracle out here. I think it over and it doesn't matter. I know it comes from above. I've got miracles on miracles, a million little miracles. Yeah. Miracles on miracles, count some miracles. 1, 2, 3, 4, I can't even count them all. You held me steady, so I wouldn't give. You opened doors that nobody could shut. I hope I never get over what you've done. I wanna live with an open heart. I wanna live like I know who you are. I hope I never get over what you've done. It's not cool, it's good, it's inside. I know it comes from above. I've got miracles, a miracle, a million little miracles. Miracles, a miracle, count some miracles. 1, 2, 3, 4, I can't even count them all. Miracles, a miracle, a million little miracles. Miracles, count some miracles. 1, 2, 3, 4, I can't even count them all.
Miracles, a million little miracles. Yeah. Thank you.
it sounded like mumbling, like she was out of mind. She said, boy, this kind of prayer is what saved my life. You ought to try it soon. Now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. She'd been talking to Jesus for all of her life. Mama used to drag me to church Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama would try. Now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus the rest of my life. What a friend we have, Jesus. What a friend we have, Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have, Jesus. What a friend we have, Jesus. What a friend we have, Jesus. Oh, I've got three of my own. Trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15. I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the drama. Trying to figure out the questions in your life. I've been looking for a way to show them how to make it all right. Didn't walk in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later. I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption. Couldn't have picked a better time. I was just talking to Jesus. Come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. Oh, oh. And now we're talking to Jesus. Thank God.
I know it comes from above. Father, we thank you for the miracles, O God. Thank you even for the miracle of life this morning, O God. We can't even count all the miracles that you have given us. O my Father, my Savior, my soon-coming King, my Redeemer, I thank you for all the miracles, O God. Lord, and you're still doing miracles for us, O God, not just me, but all of us that can hear. All of us that can see, all of us that can walk and talk, that are breathing, you're still doing miracles. I ask you this morning, O God, that you would do another miracle. Even as this woman of God come forth to bring this word that you have given to her, Minister Batmos, we pray, God, that you use her for your glory. God, that you touch her eyes and her ears and her lips of Claire. That as she hear and see, she will speak, O God. Lord, let her decrease that you might increase. Test the hearts and the minds of your people today, all over the world. That to hear this message, O God, even when they hear this sound, God, that they will begin to praise you, begin to give thanks just for life. They may not have all that they want, but they have all that they need. They have you. In Jesus' holy name we pray, bless your word. Bless your word, Lord. Come on in, Minister. Under Batmus. Batmus, come on in.
Amen. Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yes.
Apostle?
I hear you. I can hear you. Your phone mm-hmm. sounds like you're a little far, though. You need to turn up your volume or something or get closer to the phone.
Sound a little far. Is this better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. Let me try to get the earpiece. Let me get it. Get this. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now. I hear you clear.
Amen. Okay. Amen. 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 And amen. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. Again, as Apostle said, we just have to give God praise. We have to give God thanks for all that he has done for us. No matter what we have went through, we just want to glorify God. Amen. The word that God gave me was praise him anyhow. Praise him, meaning God. Praise God anyhow. This topic speaks in volumes to me. You know, in the beginning of this year, God gave me, just before the year started, you know, I pray and I ask God, what is this year going to be about? What is this year do you want me to do? How do you want me to carry forth? And he said, this is a year of thanksgiving. And no matter what, give thanks. And I said, okay, Lord. So no matter what I am facing, no matter what we go through, we have to give God praise. This word encourages and reminds us to praise God, to worship God, to exalt God in any circumstances, in any matter, whatever, at any rate, in any event, at any time, no matter what it is, at any cost, regardless of our situation, praise him. Regardless of our suffering, praise him. Regardless of our pains and our lack thereof, praise God. We can praise God today. We can give him glory. We can exalt him and shout for glory. Because guess what? He has kept us 6 months to the year. We have to just, all we can do is open our eyes and look around, and we will always see a reason, like the song say, miracles, million little miracles. Not just the big ones that we're waiting for, but the tiny ones. Waking up in the morning, being able to see, being able to breathe, being able to touch, being able to taste, being able to have the love of God still there. Whatever it is, give him praise. Whatever it is, thank him. No matter what, glorify the Lord in all that we go through. The Bible reminds us to praise the Lord. Every turn of the event, every scripture that we're reading, there is some form of praise. There's some sort of altar going up to worship God for the blessing, worship God for the coming out that he brought us through. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Give him the glory that he deserve. In Psalms chapter 9, verses 1 through 4, in the NLT, David said, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to my name, to your name, O Most High. You know, as I'm reading and we're thinking about praises, you know, as I was writing my sermon last night into this morning, I just woke up because I took like a two-hour nap after I finished. You know, and that's why my throat's all groggy. You know, as I'm sitting there, began to listen to the music and write and just meditate on the Lord and all that I had seen him. And I mentioned 6 months because we have to remember we're 6 months through the year, but not 6 months through the year. We are still here from the COVID event, and we are still surviving. We're still trusting in God. Yes, life never ended. Problems did not cease. Struggles and pain didn't go away. It is still there, but guess what? So is God. As I am writing, I am thinking not of my life. I'm thinking of the different things. I'm thinking of the miracles. I'm thinking of the praises that I'm seeing from other individuals in my life, that God has touched them, that God has brought them out, that God has answered their prayers, that those that are still waiting for answered prayers, but they're praising God even in the midst of the storm. They're praising God and shouting for God. This is a word of encouragement to let us know to keep going. Keep holding on. Keep trusting. Keep holding faith, strong faith in the Lord. Hold tight to God, because our joy is around the corner. Our peace is around the corner. Praise God when we have it. Praise God when we're lacking. Praise God when we don't even know where it's going to come from. We're just praising God because we know He is able to do it. David said, "My enemies retreated, they staggered and died when you appeared, for you have judged in my favor. From your throne, you have judged with fairness." When we look at these Bible verses, we see the many wonders of God. We see all the praise, the gratitude and the worship of many. But the beauty is when you observe our own, when we observe our own lives and see the countless miracles, see the countless gratitude that God is deserving of. When the Lord has done what we have asked for, we become so overwhelmed. When the Lord, we know in our hearts that He will do it, we become overjoyed. No matter what, we choose to praise God and glorify His name. The word said, "My enemy retreated, staggered and died when the Lord appeared." As I meditate on these words, as I meditate when I read the word of God, I say, "God, what is it that you have done? What is it that I am looking at?" But then I also meditate deeply, and I know in my heart of hearts, if God could do it back then. And I always remember back then things were not as easy as it is. It wasn't as accessible as it is for us nowadays. They didn't have all the services that we have to help us get from point A to point B to point C to point D. But God still performed miracles. He still sent out help. He still allowed us to praise Him. Praise Him anyhow, in any circumstances, no matter the cause. There will be people. Your enemies will come at you from left and right. Things are your enemies. People can be your enemies. The different spirits, the different trials and tribulations and the struggles that we go through can be an enemy. Stop us from glorifying God. To stop us and make us sit in our situation and say, "Woe me, oh poor little me." This is a time of year to praise God. God has brought us through the fire. He has brought us through water. He has brought us through struggle. He has brought us through uncertainty. Last year around this time, many things were shut down. Countries after countries were shutting down. There were so many things like lockdown, towns moving, nobody could go to work. But God brought us through. And praise God, we are all getting vaccinated, those who want to be vaccinated. He's making a way. He's allowing us to understand, "I am going to restore you." The word says the enemy retreated. We will continue to have trials and situations that arise. But when we praise God in that storm, when we glorify and exalt His name through that struggle, the enemy have no choice but to die and run. To run and die, because they're not able to stand in the presence of God. They're not fit enough. So even as we're going through as we sit in our homes right now, as we're at work, wherever we are going, we have to remember that we got to praise God. We got to thank him in advance. We got to exalt him. We got to call and speak that we know God has done into existence. Everything that God has done has been finished. But God waits at the appointed time to release. He waits at the appointed time that he can gain that glory. He watches us to see our fate. Are we going to reverse and run back? Are we going to lose hope? Are we going to stop praising him? Are we going to stop trusting in him? Are we going to let go of his hand? Praise him anyhow, no matter what. Praise him. Trust him. Look up to the heavens and say, God, I thank you because I know you're with me. Even if I'm going through a struggle, I thank you because the burden that I should be feeling, I'm not feeling. Because of the pain that I'm feeling is not as much. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Let's look at Luke, excuse me, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. It says, As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus of Nazarene was going by. So he began shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, I want to see. And Jesus said, all right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see. And he followed Jesus, praising God. And all who saw it praised God too. When I reread this verse and I started breaking it down and the Holy Spirit started speaking and showing me things, you know, many times we read it and we're like, oh my God, look at Jesus. He performed another miracle, you know. He healed a blind man, you know. But when you really analyze the word of God, God doesn't put everything out in black and white. Jesus often spoke in parables. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to dissect. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to bring to light more, paint that brighter picture so we can see it. This man, a blind beggar, this man was blind probably all of his life. He didn't say he was working and he became blind. He said a blind beggar. So that was his profession. He was a beggar. He was relying on the charity of those who passed him. He was relying on the grace of God for food. He was alone. There was no one with him. He probably didn't have family that he could rely on and he could stay at home. He had to go out and work to have something to eat, to receive something to nourish his body, but God was with him. So when he had that opportunity and he knew it was Jesus because he had been praying, many of us are praying. We are praying and asking God for favor. We are praying and asking God for miracle. We are praying and asking God for healing. We are praying and asking God for advancement. We are in the presence of the Lord asking him. But we have something. We have our eyes. We have our hands. We have our senses. We can see. So God gave us means. This man had nothing but to depend on God and the grace from God for others to help him, to give him something. But yet, when he heard that Jesus was coming, he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now he is asking God for mercy because he knew in that instance, he'd heard of the many things. He'd heard of the praises. He'd heard of people talking about what God can do, what Jesus Christ can do just by touching you. Even when they try to shut his mouth, he shout louder. When we are going through, the enemy will come at us to shut us down. The enemy will bring things and people in our life to tell us, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go there. Trust God. Pray to God. When we are doing the will of God and we are on that path that God is leading us on, we will have that sense of freedom. We will have that sense of stability. We will know in our spirit that we're doing the will of God, that this is the path that I'm supposed to be on. But the enemy will come and he will bring trials after trials. He will come and he will bring struggles after struggles. He will bring physical people. He will bring events. He will bring sickness. He will bring whatever it is he needs to allow us to revert, to allow us to move away from God, for allow us to not give him that praise. But God says, praise me anyhow. Praise me and glorify my name for all that I have done, not all that I will do, all that I've already done. He's given us the healing. He's given us the means. He's given us the knowledge. He's given us wisdom to gain, wisdom to advance, understanding so that we know when he is moving in our favor, when we know, so that we are aware that we're at that door and he's just waiting for us to turn it. He's waiting for us to turn it. He's already unlocked what we are asking for. He's unlocked blessing. He's unlocked healing. He's unlocked movement. So what we have to do, praise him as we dance through those doors. Praise him as we move forward. Praise and shout glory. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. The enemy will try to tell us, no, 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 don't praise God. Don't shout hallelujah. He will make us feel insecure. When we are able to praise God anyhow, is when we have that relationship with him. When we know him, when we have a love with him. I remember when I first went back to the Lord in 2015 when I first met Apostle. You know, and I would be in that church at Mass Ave. And when I first got to that church, you know, I would watch everybody. I'm like, oh, my God, these people are saying praise God. I would be so embarrassed to say hallelujah. I would be so embarrassed to raise my hand. I'll put a finger up. But when God arrested me, when God grabbed me and said, no, it's here I need you to be. And I want you to open up. I want you to release yourself unto me. I want you to just let go. When I let go, and that Holy Spirit fell on me, I couldn't move. Even when I tried to get up, he held me down until he was done. I felt like I had drank a whole bottle of drink. Like I felt drunk, if that's an expression I can use, because I know we've all been at some place like that. That's how I felt, but it was with the Lord. When God is moving, we have no choice. And now I can't stop putting up my hands. I can't stop praising him and giving him glory. We have to have that relationship. But listen, the man said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus Christ said, it's because of your faith you are healed. Because before Jesus Christ could even touch him, before Jesus Christ even speak healing, he could tell the fate that that man was carrying, the fate of knowing that God has healed him, a man that has been blind for all of his years, that he's been praying for years and years. It doesn't say how old he is, but he is grown because he's a man. He's not a child. And Jesus Christ said, your faith has healed you. And the Bible says instantly the man could see. Not yesterday or in a few minutes or a day later. Instantly, because we have a God that gives instantly. We have a God that opens and answers instantly. We have a God that comforts instantly. But we have to have ourselves in front of him for it to happen. We have to say, God, no matter what, I will praise you. No matter where I go, what my circumstances is, I will praise you. He was blind. And he was praising God. It says instantly when he saw, he was able to see. He praised God. He praised Jesus. He followed Jesus and praised God. And others, mind you, that's how God works. When God touches us and he performs something in our life and he helps us and heals us and he delivers us, he always allows others to see. As I said this morning, I was weeping because I was watching in my memory the blessings that God has done, the testimonies unto God, the praises of other people, not even my own life, but the praises of other. I was rejoicing in my tears as I was praying and thanking God, praising God for them. Sometimes it's not only about what God does for us that deserve praising. It is what God do for everyone we are supposed to praise. We are supposed to give God thanks. It says all who saw it praise God too. We praise God together. We praise God for us. We praise God for others. We praise God in our problems. We praise God and glorify God and thank God for healing for others as well. We listen to God as he leads us and we give him thanks for his leading. We give him thanks for saying, go forth. We give him thanks for him saying, be still. Just wait and trust in me. Just wait and trust in me. This man was grateful, and he followed Jesus. Followed Jesus. This word teaches us not to give up, to remain encouraged, to praise God, to follow God, and know that the answers that we are praying for has already been given. It's there. And God will show us and lead us when it's going to be unlocked. Let's look at Job chapter 1, verses 18 to 22. We cannot not read about Job in all these praising because we know how much he loved the Lord. Job, in an instance, received four horrible news that he has lost everything. I'm not going to read word for word. That he has lost everything. He heard he had, but it was the fourth message that came for him that really ripped at his heart. That was the fourth message that really broke him down and allowed him to just tear off what he had on. Verse 18 says, while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and your daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. That is amazing. He didn't cry. He didn't blame God. He fell to the ground and began to worship God. It says, he said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. In all that we have read, scriptures after scriptures about the trials that Job went through, in all of it, when we get down to the end, his communication with God, he stayed in the presence of God. He praised God. He worshiped God. He communicated with God. He asked God, and God gave him answers. He had genuine conversation with God. He poured out his sadness, his suffering, what he felt on the inside, but asked God, and God gave him the answers. And in all that Job did, as his wife even encouraged him to curse God and die. She said to curse God and die. You know, and that troubled me when I heard that, because Job is mourning the loss of his children. But this is your wife. Didn't she lose the children too? But she's encouraging Job to curse God and die. As much faith in God as she knows her husband did, she is telling her husband to sin and die. Let your soul go to waste. But yet the Bible doesn't speak about what she did. We have to be aware. There will be people, there will be circumstances that will try to encourage us to sin against God, to do things outside the will of God, to go before God. No matter what we are going through, we ought to trust God. Keep our trust and our faith. Keep our hands in God. Keep ourselves wrapped tight in God. Praise God. When things are confusing, praise God. When things are uncertain, give God glory. Worship him. Drop to our knees. Lay prostrate before the Lord. God, Daddy, my Father, I don't know, but I know you know. I don't understand, but I know you have the answer. God has everything that we are in need of and everything that we might want of. God has the power to release it all, and he has. Like that song, Million Little Miracles. When we listen to that song, it speaks in volume. When we think of the word praising God, it speaks in volume because God has done so much for each and every one of us. He has done it, and he is still doing it for each of us. When we close our eyes, you know, I say close your eyes because sometimes when you close your eyes, you are able to tune out the noise of the world. You're able to steady your spirit that you could start thinking and you could remember. And God starts speaking, you know, and you can listen to your intuition. You can listen to that voice bring into recollection all that he has done. All that he has done from when you were a child right on back to where we are now. Job never cursed God. He praised God. He honored God. He still was, even though through he had much, he was still unselfish. He still helped his friend, and because of what he did and how he did it, God restored him double for what he has lost. God poured out a blessing upon him. Many of us were looking for blessings, and we know God is going to give it. Hold tight. Hold to God. Hold on to the Lord and know that he is the one that has your answer. God is the one that has our blessing. When we are praying and we're seeking God for movement on many avenues and we're asking him to carry us through the fire, don't give up. Don't give up. Pray to God and pray genuinely. The things we're asking God for, the movements, the healing, whatever it is, search our hearts. Let the Lord search it. Genuine. It should not be from a place of negativity. It should not be a prayer of selfishness. It should not be a prayer or something we're asking God that will bring us away from God, that will stop us from worshiping, praising, acknowledging, glorifying him. The Lord will answer. Let's move forward. Let us take a look at Hannah. Amen. Let us take a look at Hannah, and I'm just going to give a snippet. You know, Hannah was one of the wives of Elkanah. He had two wives. The second wife's name was Peninnah. But Hannah had no kids. And the other wife had children with her husband. And because Hannah didn't have kids, this woman would taunt Hannah. This woman would make her feel so sad that she would cry. She would cry. She would not eat, the Bible says. That means she was so heavy, burdened with sadness because she could not conceive. So we know that Hannah prayed a heartfelt prayer. She poured out her soul. She poured out her sorrow. She poured out her suffering. She poured out everything unto God. And she asked the Lord for a son to bless my womb. And the Lord granted her her prayer. But even though her pain and sadness, through her pain and sadness, Hannah still worshiped God and trusted in him. Even though they were going to worship the Lord, Hannah still went with her husband. Even though she didn't have children, she still went. And she prayed to God, asking him to bless, asking him to heal, asking him to give. And she had faith, because it's our faith that allows the Lord to move. It's our faith that we have as we're praising him through our struggles, as we're saying, I don't care, God, what situation is before me, what situation is upon me, what situation is chasing me. I am not afraid, Lord. I will hold on to you, and I will trust you. I will trust in you. I will trust in your word. I will trust in your power, because we, as children of God, knows what God can do. Even before he has done it, the peace and the steadiness in our hearts that he give us lets us know that it is well. No matter what is to come, it is well. Because we know that in this life is just one life. It is not our final life. It is not our eternal life. So whatever God's will is, it is his. We've seen him. He took everything from Job. Everything. He gives and he takes. But we will praise him to our last breath in this world. We will praise him. We will praise him over in heaven. We will praise him going up. We will give him glory. So verses, let me pull it up good. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, and I will read. This is the prayer of Hannah. It's such a beautiful prayer that I have to read it. It says, then Hannah prayed, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have answered for my enemies. Never give up. There will be people that will taunt us. There will be people who will call us, oh, you're being too holy. You're just too much of a Christian, Andera. You know, it's okay. I will praise God anyhow. I always say to my friend, because they mention it over and over, I say, I'm not being too holy. I'm not being too godly. I am just being me. I'm being who God created me to be. I'm a praise God. The enemy will try to use people. The enemy will try to use family. The enemy will try to use circumstances to take our voice, our power, to steal our praise, to steal what God has given to us. As children of God, we have to vocalize. As children of God, we have to speak up and keep speaking, no matter the circumstances, no matter what the enemy shows us, no matter what we think is before us. If it's not of God, praise God through it. And when we are in front of God, exalted, bow down, worship, glorify God for all that he has done. She says, I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Hallelujah. None like you, Father God. There is no one like God in this world. There's no one like God beyond this world. There is no one that we will meet that has the power to do, that has the power to take, that has the power to create. So therefore, we praise him. We give him glory. We thank him in advance. Praising God has everything wrapped up in it. When we are praising God, we are worshiping God, we are thanking God, we're exalting God, we're glorifying him. Praise consumes everything. We're not just worshiping. We're just not saying thank you, Lord. We're doing it all. Our spirits are wrapped up when we are praising God. It says, verse 3 says, stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken. God knows and sees everything that we have done. He knows it before we can even know it. And those who stumble are now strong. Hallelujah. Those who were well-fed are now starving. And those who were starving are now full. Praise God when we have it, that he don't take it away. Praise God when we're lacking and he will give. He will multiply. The childless woman now has 7 children. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And the woman with many children wastes away. You know why she wastes away? Because this woman, Peninnah, taunted Hannah and made her feel like she will never have a child. This woman was trying to tell Hannah her faith. This woman was trying to tell Hannah, this is all you will be. But Hannah knew who her God was. So now she's saying, my enemy can't even look me in the face. My enemy can't even rejoice with me because she didn't have any good thought or intention for Hannah. But God changed it. So Peninnah sits and wastes away because she has no praise to give. It says here, the Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. God is lifting us up. God is raising us up. God is pouring out glory. God is pouring out promises. God is pouring out favor. God is pouring out mercy and grace unto all of us. that has kept his word. Unto all of us that are praying genuine prayers in our hearts and trusting in him. No matter where we are in this world, in the entire world, not just in America, in the world, pray genuine prayer. Keep our hearts, keep our minds pure in the things that we're asking God for. Let it be glorious unto the Lord. It is not for evil. It is for something good. And trust and believe the Lord will lift us up. Praise God in our little that we have. We look at other people's blessings. We look at other people's life and we be like, God, why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? Why can't that be my life? This is the life God gives us. This is the birth that we were brought into. So guess what? Praise God in this and trust and know that he will supply every situation. Give him glory and thank him for allowing us to have life. Many of us have been struggling in what we think is struggle. Be content and know that we're still living. Even though we never had that big old house and that big old mansion that we dreamed of as a child, take a look at the many miracles, the many things that are worth praising, the many glorious things that God has done throughout our years, and be encouraged for what is to come. It can only be sweeter as our faith grows. It can only be sweeter. It can only get better with the love and the grace of God. It will only get better as we hold on to our faith in the Lord. Praise God. Through all our situation, he sets them amongst princes, placed them in seats, for all the earth is the Lord. And he has set the world in order. Verses 9 says, he will protect his faithful one. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Protect us. When we think of it, God has been protecting us. He has been protecting his children. He has been protecting those that are faithful, that holds to faith in him. We're still here. But the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Hallelujah. Those who fight amongst the Lord will be shattered. Those who fight against, let me read it again, against the Lord will be shattered. Those who come up against and tell us what God has not told them to tell us, it will not hold. Those who come up to us and try to discourage us from doing the things of God, it will not hold. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. Throughout the earth. He is the God of everyone. He is the God of the universe. He sits high and sees low. We ought to praise God. That is a God that knows and sees it all. That is a God that holds the answer and the keys for it all. We praise him. He loves it when we praise him. We praise him in our voices. We praise him with our words. We praise him with our songs. We praise him with just speaking to him. We praise him just by laying there and just saying, God, I love you. Just giving him a love praise. Hallelujah. Letting him know that we are grateful for the little we have. We are grateful for the much. We're grateful for the life just to be able to breathe because we have another day to live. He gives power to his king. He increased the strength of his anointed one. And then it says here, then Elkanah returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the boy served the Lord by assisting Eli the priest. As Hannah prayed for her son, and she praised God and thanked God, She made a vow, Lord, if you bless my womb, if you give me a son, I will let him, give him back to you that he will serve you. And she honored her word. And you know what? As I read this story of Hannah, I was so impressed because not only was Hannah a woman of God, you know, and a woman of faith, her husband, each year he went up to worship the Lord in the temple. Each year he went up to give God glory and praise God. And when his wife told him that I will raise the boy, I'm not going this year until he's able, and then we're going to give him back to the Lord, her husband was like, okay, if that is what you are to do and that is the vow that you have made, then so be it. He didn't question it because he knew who God was. He knew who God was. Hannah didn't stop glorifying God. Like she said, God didn't only gave me a son. He gave beyond the blessing that she was looking for. She now has seven. When we are worshiping and thanking God in advance, we might be asking God for one thing. But guess what? God is going to pour out for us. He's going to give us more than we can even fathom. He's going to give us more than we have asked for. As long as we continue to hold on and have faith. If we don't have faith, we can't praise the Lord. If we don't trust God, we can't praise the Lord. So all of these things work in connection with each other. We can't praise God if we don't have a relationship with God. If we don't have a love connection with God. We feel disconnected, like I did when I first came back into the church. I felt disconnected because I felt like everybody was staring at me. Why are they looking at me? Oh, my God, if I raise my hand, everybody's going to see. Because why? I felt ashamed, like this is not who I am. But God held me. He said, no, this is who you are, and this is where you belong. And I've been there, and I thank God. Through struggles, through trials, through tears, through joy, true much, true less, I praise God and I give him glory. Amen. Let's turn to Acts chapter 16, and I'm going to read verses 25 to 26. You know, in Acts chapter 16, in this particular verse, this section, it speaks of Paul and Silas, you know, praying and singing hymns. You know, I'm not going to read each detail of the verse, you know, but it speaks about Paul and Silas, you know, singing and praising God with hymns despite what they had just encountered, despite that they were just severely, the word of God said they were severely beaten with a wooden rod and thrown into the innermost part of the dungeon. Why did that occur? Because they chose to cast out a spirit out of a girl. And the master of that girl was unhappy because this girl was being like a fortune teller, you know, telling fortunes. And the master was using her to make money. So when they cast out that spirit out of this girl, she was no longer to do what he needed her to do. He could no longer make money. So he was so upset, he brought charges up against them, and he had them thrown into the innermost part of the jail and beaten, severely beaten with wood. Punishment. Sometimes we are going to go through some struggle, but guess what? Praise God through that struggle. Sometimes we're going to feel beaten down. But guess what? We look up to the heavens and we thank God. We look up to the heavens and we trust God. During their praising God, the Lord moved on their behalf. It says in the word that God shook the foundation with a massive earthquake. And all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The chains of every prisoner. Now the word also speaks to verses that as they were praising, singing hymns, and glorifying God, the prisoners were all listening. They were all listening because they know what these two men has just encountered. See, when we're going through, when we are feeling beaten down, when we are going through and troubled with all that is around us, and we're praying, there are people that are witnessing in this. There are people that are watching. There are people that are waiting to see how we're going to react. There are people who are looking to see if God is going to move on our behalf. Will they continue to praise God? Like for my situation, when I chose to not sleep and lay with a man until God sends me his son, almost 5 years, I made that vow with God, and I said, I'm not doing it no more. I'm not selling myself short. I'm not giving that innermost part of me to anyone until God sent it. Many people watched. And every time they got the opportunity, girl, you know you're just waiting for that man. I said, no, I'm waiting for God. And I would get upset. I said, God, why does people always think I'm waiting for a man? I said, why do they not believe that I'm waiting for you? I'm waiting for you. And God would say, don't worry, you just continue to wait. You continue to wait. Despite what people say, despite what things are happening around you, despite looking at others and you're seeing their blessings and what they're looking and praying for is coming true, keep praising and trusting in God. Keep waiting. Keep glorifying him. Keep thanking him. Every single one of our stories, every single one of our prayers are unique. Everything that God does for us is unique. We're all different individuals. Like I said, we don't even share the same fingerprint. Not even the fingerprints on our own bodies. They're all different. All 10 fingers prints are different. They're none alike. So the way God answers for us will not be the way he answers for the next person. It's specific. But we have to still all hold faith. We still have to all trust God. We still have to all glorify God. No matter what. In that moment, in these prisoners, God did such a great miracle that in even whatever it is that Silas, Paul and Silas were saying, whatever or however they were singing unto the Lord, the faith that they were showing was able to shook and touch many in that prison, because the blessing that came upon Paul and Silas, what God did for him, for them, he did for everyone. Every shackle, every handcuff, every whatever brace these people may have had on, it fell off. It flew open. The doors flew open. The chains of every prisoner fell off. But even more so in that story, the ultimate blessing that God allowed us to see was the guard giving his life, him and his entire family gave their life unto the Lord. Just as that blind man gave his life unto the Lord, everyone praised God and they glorified God for what God has done. And so will we and all that is around us, everyone that has seen the blessing and the miracle that God has done in our life. They're going to give God the glory. They're going to praise God also for the blessing that they have seen. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. You know, in closing, I just have one more scripture, and I'm going to have Apostle pray, and we could turn the line open. You know, as we glorify and praise God, we have to let others know our process and the reason why we're praising God. And many people will not understand. You know, we hear that word, that song that says, I'm singing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. We sing because God has set us free. We praise God because we know he has done and given us the victory. We praise God because we know we have received healing. We have received healing in the body. We have received healing in the mind. We have received healing in the heart. We have received healing in our spirit. We have received healing in our home, in our circumstances. So we give God glory. We praise his name. We worship him. We exalt him. We love on him. Because without God, we would not be here. Day after day, he wakes us up. Morning after morning, new miracles we see. Minute, second after second, minute after minute, we are still breathing. No matter what we are going through, it is not that detrimental. We are not in a darkened dungeon. And even so, if we're in the innermost part of the dungeon, God will still set us free, as he has done for Paul and Silas. God even set those free that was down in hell. He went down there and set them free. So we ought to praise God. There's no place that God cannot reach. There's no place that God cannot go. There's no circumstances that God cannot change and turn around. Praise God. Be encouraged. Be joyful. Our hearts need to be filled with the love of God, filled with the certainty of knowing he is able to do it. Be joyful in what we have and know that by his grace, he will give unto us all that he knows we need. Let's turn to the final verse, Psalm 63, verses 1 to 5, and I'm reading from the NLT. All my reading today was from the NLT. It says, O God, you are my God. I love these verses. When we claim God, David claimed God. He always claimed God. When we pray, we need to claim God. We need to claim the relationship of our Father. We need to let him know that, yes, I am your servant, but I am your child. I am your daughter. You know my needs. You will supply. You are a good father. You are a good shepherd. I know. God knows all that we're going through. He says, oh God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body, hallelujah, longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. As parched as it is, as dry as it is, as dark as it might seem, we have to be encouraged in the word of God. We have to remember the many miracles and praise God for it. Praise him because we know he has done it back then and he will do it now. Praise God because we know he opened the Red Sea. Praise God because we know he delivered the Israelites out. Praise God because we know he brought the Hebrew boys out of that fire. Praise God because we know he's able to do such great miracles. The word says he will clothe the lilies of the earth. He will feed the ravens. If God is able to do this on his own, what is it that he cannot do for us? I have seen you in your sanctuary and gaze upon your power and your glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. I'll read that again. Your unfailing love, the unfailing love of the Lord is better than life itself. When we have the joy, when we have the love of the Lord, it is our strength. When we know God is with us, when we feel God in us, when we know he is there and he has never left us, he has never forsaken us, it is better than life. This life, seems less life that we have right now under this sun, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. Meaningless son. What God has, his unfailing love, the life that he has for us is better than life on this earth itself. David said, how I praise you. Adara says, how I praise you, Lord, because what you have, your love, your unfailing love, is better than life. We should take comfort in knowing that God loves us unconditionally, and the love of our Father super exceeds many struggles and trials and everything else that we're going through. Amen? Every pain, every struggle, God is able to give all things. It says, I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayers. You satisfy me more than the riches. I will praise you with songs of joy. You satisfy me more than the riches of feasts. God will satisfy us more than we can even fathom. God will satisfy us in this weary and dry, waterless land. God will satisfy us when we feel we cannot have anything, when we feel we cannot go. God will satisfy us as long as we trust in him, as long as we hold on to his promise, as long as we hold our faith in him and what we know he's able to do. He will satisfy us. Not man, not woman, not child, not money, not nothing. God will satisfy us. When we have that satisfaction of the Lord, when we have what the Lord has for us and we have digested and got it in our spirit and in our heart, when we hold on to that faith, the satisfaction, the love, the peace, the joy, the serenity, the kindness, everything, the glory, the light, we will feel it all. And even though we might be dealing with circumstances, events, or whatever it is that we are going through or passing through, we will be able to breathe. We will be able to have a smile on our face. We will be able to have people look at us and be like, how are you still smiling? How are you still so happy? We will be able to reflect and say, God, thank you. And others will praise God for us. Others will praise God with us. Others will praise God for themselves because they will develop their faith. Praise you with songs of joy. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are thanking you for this word of praise, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, because we know that you are able to do the immeasurable. You are able to do the impossible. You are able to reach down to the depths of the earth, Father God, and deliver us out of whatever struggle we're going through. Father God, we are thanking you for those that are going through pains and suffering today. We're thanking you, Father God, because you have given them healing. You have restored their bodies. You have restored their minds. You have restored their hearts. You have given them sound steps. You are their rock, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father God, in advance. We are praising and we are shouting hallelujah unto you, Father God, because we know healing is upon them. We know healing is within them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you have given us, you have shown us your provisions of the things that we are supposed to do and where we are supposed to go. So, Father God, we are giving you the glory, Father God, because we know that you have opened doors. We know that you have taken, Father God, the enemy away from us. We know that you have taken the sickness out of our bodies. We know that you have set us on solid ground in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father God, because without you, we are nothing, Father God. But with you, we have everything, Father God. We look to you. We look to the hills from which our strength comes. We look to you, Father God, because we know in you, victory is there. We know in you, peace is there. We know in you, love is there. We know in you, certainty is there in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father God, because without you, dear Lord, we will not be in the place that we are today. We're thanking you, God, because you have brought us from many other circumstances. We're thanking you, Father God, because you have provided all that we need. Thank you for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we exalt you. Thank you, Father God. We honor you. We are grateful. We are grateful for all that you have done, for all that you have moved out of our ways. Merciful Father, we adore you, and we exalt your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle?
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Andre Batmus. We just thank God for the word. Oh, my Father, my Savior, my King, and my Lord, I thank you for what you have given to us today, Lord God. You were so graciously to release into our hearts the message, oh God, that we needed for this day. And, oh, Father, we ask that, Lord, that you would replenish all that your servant, your daughter, has released into your children. God, we ask that you would open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven for her right now. And, God, that you would make crooked places straight and rough places plain. We ask, oh, God, that you would come back every force that would come against her. Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you continue to keep her as the apple of your eye. Lord, shelter her under the covering of your wings, oh God. We ask, God, that not only her, but her daughter, her mom, her sister, her brothers, all that are connected to her, Lord, for you said in your word you would perfect that which concerned of her. You said you would keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Lord, we just ask today, Lord, for everyone that heard the word today, that, Lord, that their life will not be the same, that they'll begin to praise you, they'll begin to honor you, they'll begin to give you what you desire, oh God, praise, honor, and glory. Father, we pray for Apostle Linda Washington as she's on the road somewhere in Mississippi right now. Lord, looking for a place for a house or apartment for her sons. We ask, oh God, that you give them protection as they travel the highways and byways. Lord, that you give a supernatural favor, that you will find a landlord or manager that will be sympathetic to their needs, oh God. We know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So, Father, we are depending on you. We are trusting in you to take your servant safe and bring her back safe, Lord. We ask that you keep her husband safe while he is at home waiting till his wife returns. Lord, we pray right now in the precious name of Jesus, even for Darian, oh God, that he is going through. But, Lord, he shall get through. Even as the minister said, mm-hmm. We will get through because we are not going through by ourselves. We are going through with the Lord. Yes, Lord, he is leading us through whatever we face. Oh, God, we just thank you. We just thank you and praise you, oh, God, for being our Savior, Lord. We thank you for just watching over us and keeping us safe when we can't keep ourselves safe, for loving us when we don't love ourselves, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord, and we bless your name in Jesus' holy name. Jesus' holy name, we pray. I'm just going to open the line right now for anyone that want to respond, but I just want to share this with you. Minister, it was just a powerful anointed word, and you touch a lot of the patriots of the Bible, a lot of the patriots of old. And it was just one that really touched me, and I have a couple sermons on her, is Hannah, when you talked about Hannah. You know that Hannah never stopped praising God. She never stopped praising God, even though she was going through all of this shame was coming at her. And her husband, Penina, was mocking her and making her feel bad. But even though she was going through the the discouragement, she was still praising God. Even in her lack, her time of lacking, that her womb was shut up, she was still praising God. You know, when they went to the mountain to praise God, she said, you all go ahead. I'm going to stay back behind. Her husband said, well, you sure? I'm going to stay back behind. She went down to the temple, to the synagogue, and she began to praise God. She began to praise God in the place where she was. She was a place of lack, need, and want. Everything was just coming in on her. You know, not only that she had to deal that with her womb wasn't open, but she had to deal with that her husband's second wife was mocking her, and then all the people in the neighborhood, she probably was a laughing stock. Your husband got two wives, not even got you, but another wife, and got the wife getting, every time you look around, the wife is getting pregnant. You ain't good, you barren, and all this, they're making fun of her. But she said, I'm still going to praise God. And I love what you bring in that. But when God blessed and opened her womb, she didn't keep the son to herself. She gave him back like she promised. She gave him back to the Lord. And because she kept her promise to God, God opened her womb six more times. You know, God is just so awesome. He's just so awesome. When you can praise God in your time of need, when you can praise him when you're lacking, when everybody else seems like they're prospering, when it seems like everybody walking in perfect health, but you coming down with this, you coming down with that, and you can still praise God. God honors that. God honors that. You know, yesterday he gave me a prayer, and I put it on Facebook. And I ain't saying it's prayer, but the part that really touched me is God said that he will not allow your tears to fall to the ground. You may be crying, but your tears are not falling to the ground. The Bible says that God catches our tears and put them in a ball, individual bottles. Hallelujah. And then the Lord told me yesterday to tell the people, he says, I will reward you for every tear you shed while you're waiting on me. Oh, my God, I told that just blessed me. It blessed me when the Lord dropped that in my spirit yesterday. I had to share it on Facebook. You know, I know a lot of people seeing it. Three or four people have touched it. But you know, it was so powerful because even as we serve God and we worship and bow down before God, we are going to go through trials and tribulation because Jesus says so. Jesus said we're going to face trials and tribulation, but he overcome. And because he overcome, we overcome also.
Hallelujah.
You know, we overcome also. But when he blessed me with that word yesterday, and then you come with this message about praise him anyhow. Praise him anyhow. We're so powerful. I said, God, you're really falling up to what you say. You know, you are just making it. He said, every tear you shed, it will not fall to the ground. He said, and I will reward you, for every tear you shed while you're waiting. See what he said, while you're waiting on me. People might say, look, yeah. Did he reward Hannah? He rewarded Hannah. Hannah was crying. She was, oh my God, couldn't even spend time with her husband because she couldn't please him to open, even though he loved her. Because the Bible said he loved her more than he loved the other wife. He gave her more than he gave the other wife. But Hannah wasn't pleased because her womb wouldn't open. The neighbors would make mocking her. The wife was mocking her. She had no rest. But she kept on. Only comfort she had was going down to the temple and praising God. And the priest, Eli, saw her and said, "What were you drunk?" I can imagine he thinking that being she is going through all the torment, that she's going through all the harassment, she got to be drinking some wine. Her mouth was moving, but no sound was coming out. She was talking to God. In the spirit, what she was going through. So you just blessed me. Then you went to the Psalms, you begin to talk about David. Oh my God, I was just so blessed with that. I said, yes, the word is just right on time.
Thank you, Apostle.
I got to praise him while I'm waiting on him. You know, I got to praise him. I can't give up and I can't throw in the towel. I got to praise him. Regardless of what's going on around me, I still got to praise God. So the line is open now. Thank you so much, Minister Buckmus. Thank you so much for that word. And God bless you. God will continue to bless you because you're desirous to serve him with all your heart. no matter what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see, like the song, I was listening to that song this morning. I played that. That's the first song I played this morning.
Yeah,
I just put it back. Or I stopped that song and bring it back so you would hear that I honor your request.
Mm-hmm.
And that song really touched my heart. It touched my heart. You know, because, sometimes we're looking at where we are and don't look at where we came from. You know what I'm saying? We look at where we are, but we don't look at where we came from. So we don't give God praise for where he brought us from.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, well, no, you know, right now I need a new Cadillac. I need a new Mercedes-Benz. But you forget when you didn't have a bicycle. You know? You forget when you didn't have a bicycle, you know? But you got a car, but you want a nicer car. But you can't praise God for where he brought you from. You're just so messed up because, you know what? I got a Cadillac. He's 7 years old. But I need a 2021 right now. I need it right now, Lord. I can't praise him for what I got. You know, I was only from you can't. You're living in a cardboard box for so many years. You was on the bridge, but now you got a little one bedroom efficiency. You can't praise God for it. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I get the message that wherever you are right now, you ought to be praising God. I don't care what your position is, what your circumstances, at least you're still alive. Look at how many people, oh, my God, you're talking about the COVID. How many people crossed over? Some people lost their sight with the COVID. Some people got stroke from the COVID. And we're still living and don't have no defects in our body.
Thank you.
We don't want to praise God because we don't have that thing over there. We need that. Don't really. It's not going to really do nothing for you anyway, because after you get it for a couple of weeks, they say you got a new car. When you get a new car, after 2 or 3 months, all that excitement you had before just go out of the window. But you got life and wouldn't praise God for life. The line is open now. Thank you, Minister. Thank you. The line is open.
Thanks, the Lord. Good morning, everyone. And I just want to interject right
good
here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank the Lord. You know, praise him anyhow. Yes, Lord. Sometimes we got to praise God when we can't do anything else. We know we can praise him. And when you know you can praise him and get a breakthrough, hallelujah, sometimes you just got to just trust on him, trust on his word, and just keep on praising him. And, you know, I just thank God today in the mighty name of Jesus for who he is. As you were ministering, I was thinking about even just this week, being tested and tried. Lord God, have mercy. Being tested and tried, but only to be found true. Even on my job, I performed everything this week. Y'all hear me? When I say everything but power God, Lord Jesus. But I had to be found true. I had to hold my peace, and I had to accept some things. But I don't know why it is that people think because we are Christians that they can just walk all over us. But God told me to hold my peace. I can hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, because you know that I am God. I will fight your battles for you. I will fight your battles for you. Hannah, David, everybody that went through these storms, God fought their battles for them. Even in of everything, God was fighting their battles for them. And I remember I just had to pray this week. We even want a young man, I went to the phone, I said, let me go get my GM, because I told her she was just being so rude and disrespectful. I told her, I said, you just need to clock out and go home. I'm not clocking out going nowhere. Lord, give me strength to be with me. Faithful. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to need some help with this because I can't come out of character with this young lady up in here because too many people watching me. Not only that, God's watching me, okay? Soon as I come back in the door, the first thing she holler, you ain't no Christian anyway. You're getting around here acting like I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. When I say we got to be tested and found true, even with, oh, my
amen.
God, praying, you just got to pray. Some of these things you just got to pray and just keep on praying. I'm just going to keep on praying. You can say what you want to say. I'm just going to keep on praying. So yesterday when I went into work, I didn't say anything to anybody. I told a young lady, I said, now that you calm down, I need to talk to you. And when I got through talking to her, she said, Miss Darlene, I'm so sorry. She said, forgive me. She said, I'm just listening to other folks with this and that in my ear, this and that. I say, I need you to hear me. I'm not, I say, that's why I could laugh in your facial state, because let me tell you all something. All I can do is laugh. And everybody was like, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? Why is she laughing? And times like these, you better know how to pray. You better keep on trusting God. Keep on trusting God. They think you're drunk. I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking. I'm just trusting God. I believe in God.
Amen.
So then after she apologized, the GM drove back to the job. He said, I couldn't even sleep last night. He said, I got up at 4 o'clock this morning and just went walking. He said, because I didn't back you up. And I didn't feel this thing, and I just kept on smiling. But while he was talking, I was saying, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I was still saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. He drove all the way back to the job. Oh, yesterday on Friday. This happened Wednesday, Thursday, just chaos. So I went and got to GM, told him what was going on. So he told the young lady, he said, go back to where I say, no, I told her she can clock out and go home because she called this muffin. He looks at her and said, you want to work? She said, yeah. He said, go to work. I didn't say anything. My spirit said, you go home. If he not going to respect what you say and you're in charge, then you go home. And then I heard, be still. I said, okay. I'm just going to sit right here. I'm going to be still. He drove all the way back yesterday just to say, I couldn't even sleep. He said,
thank
I talked and swearing all night. There was no sleep for me last night. He said, when I got up out that bed at 4 o'clock, I went walking. I couldn't even wait. I was trying to wait on time to come for you to get here so I could get here and say, forgive me and I'm sorry. We just got to praise him anyhow, through no matter whatever storm we're going through, no matter the tribulations, the troubles, the trials, in death, in sorrow, in whatever we're going through.
Yes,
we got to keep on praising God. Thank you for that word, Ms. Sundara, because let me tell you something. These words impact our lives, not just our lives, but there's somebody who's listening. Even now, years from now, who will hear this word, who will hear under the sound of your voice, who will hear God speaking to you through you, that it will bring an impact in their life, it will bring a change. And I thank God for the change. Thank God for the word. And I'm going to keep on praising God in high. You be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. That as this word goes forth, let us not just be hearers of the word, but doers as well. We got to live this life.
Yes, amen.
We got to live. Even though we might cry, we got to live. I had to turn my head so nobody would see my tears. I walked away. I had to turn my head. But God got up. Bless you, Minister Andera. I thank God for you and your family, your husband and your daughter. I thank God for you all. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. We thank you, too.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Go ahead,
Minister.
I was just saying to her,
Evangelist, as we walk this journey, this journey is a journey of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people just focus on the joy. But it's a journey of sorrow.
Amen.
You know, and you're going to have it all the way, because on the journey, you're going to meet the ultimate joy. But to meet the ultimate joy, you have to face a lot of sorrow. Because the enemy not going to let you reach to that place of we enjoy is continually pouring out without facing sorrow. He's going to let you have to go through all types of temptation and trials. Jesus said this. And people get mad and say, well, I don't understand why I'm saved. Why am I going through with all this stuff? But look at Jesus. He come down from heaven as God. And he had an easy back. Even the people that he was eating and drinking with betrayed him and tried to get him killed.
I tell you.
So we're going to face stuff and good stuff. But the psalmist says, even though I go through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with me. His rod and his staff is my safety. They're my safety. They're my protection. So as I'm going through, I'm leaning on him because I can't hold myself up. I have a friend that from Brazil. We haven't talked for years, and we don't talk sometimes for 2-3 years. Depends on how things. But whenever we do talk, last week we talked for several days. I mean, we didn't talk for several days. Every day we were talking. He lives in Virginia, but God has given me. He is my brother. He's my brother in Christ. I ordained him, and he told me. He said, "Look, you know." This person that he was a janitorial manager in the mall, and the malls were closing down. But before the mall, they just kept him on. And one of the very persons from Brazil, he would say the friend, a countryman. You hear what I'm saying? He hired this person, and the very person went and behind his back. And this man is one, I mean, if you ever seen an honest man, this man is an honest man. He'll give you the shirt off your back, off his back. Honest man writes the same thing. And the same person that he gave the job to, to help the family because it was, you know, they had no place to live. And he gave that person a job. And that person went behind his back and conjured all types of foul stuff against this man, and he lost his job. And then when he applied for it, because he'd been working for the company for years. Faithful. Would go when it was snowing and he was off and didn't have to go in the car. He would go in the snow and shovel snow. You know. And then he called me and said, he said, Pastor, I've worked for 7 months. His wife, she's a cleaning person. She goes and clean buildings. And he said to them, he told me, he says, I went to get an unemployment, but because of what my friend, listen to what he says. My friend, my co-worker that I hired, because he was in position to hire, in fact, conjured something on him. I lied on him. And guess what happened? He lost the job, but he couldn't get unemployment. Because what did he tell the people on this man? Because the unemployment also was called a job. And a job denied the unemployment.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you were saying today. And he's still praising God. He's still praising God. Then he tells me that he said, well, the church I've been going to, you know, the pastor wouldn't even raise an offering to help me and my wife. He said, we were paying tithes. Even when we didn't have nothing, we were still paying tithes. I said, wow. And still praising God. And you preach that message this morning. I tell you, woman of God, you preach it and teach it this morning. That no matter what we're dealing with, we still got to praise God. I mean, some folk can't pray. I'm looking at Prophetess Misha. She, always say it this way. She had stage 4 cancer in her lungs. And I tell you, you know, I went to Louisiana in 2017 and ordained her, and I'll be back there next month. I'll be back there next month. I'm going to Louisiana on the 17th of next month. It's a Saturday, so I can be there that Sunday, and then the next Sunday, then I come back the 25th. So I'll be there for 2 Sundays. So I'll be there for the 18th is a Sunday, and then the 24th is a Sunday. But you know that since she had that little discomfort, do you know that her prayer life my God, my God. Her prayer life, her worship life has gone to another dimension. And that's what you were saying this morning in your message. Praise him anyhow. I mean, she's praising God now like never before. Like never before. Like never before. So I thank you for the word. And I thank Yvonne just coming in and sharing the obstacle that was before you. Because it wasn't really nothing to hurt, but it was the obstacle that was before you to bring out your past. But you let your past in the past. Because that's what the enemy wants to do with us. The enemy know where we were and where God delivers from. And he would test us to see if we go, I like to call it in that old safe. If we go, we want to go dig up the ground and pull up that old safe that we buried. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If we going to go pull up that old safe and open it, you know, we got the thing all sealed and we got it well, the door is well, and then we going to get an electric saw and just cut open the lock, cut open the welding seam so to get to that stuff that we, you know, we're going in there. So the madness, when we get mad and crazy, that's the saw or the welding torch. We're going to burn that door off to get that stuff out and all the anger and stuff will come out. We're going to bust somebody up. No, all God, right. No. It's not yours.
That's right.
That's mine. You just stand still.
Thank you. Definitely.
Stand still, I show you. I've literally seen my salvation. The salvation, the deliverance that God has delivered, how he delivered us. So I fight the battle. It's not yours no more, daughter. Son, it's not your battle anymore. Amen. Not your battle anymore. Ooh, all you got to do is stand still. Stand
still.
Because the enemy will try you. He will try you. Do you see you saved? Let me see if you really saved for real. I'm going to test you. I'm going to press every button that I know you had. The devil know we said we made that stuff. He said, I know you made that stuff. Yeah. He'll make you get to a place that you want to cuss somebody out.
Ooh.
You got to say, not so. I can't do that. Because my tongue has been cleansed. My tongue has been cleansed. You hear what
thank
I'm telling you?
You.
I want to take up something and do something. So no, I can't do that no more because that's not who I am. That's who I was. I'm not that same person anymore.
No, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I think people take, I was in the church in Mass South. This very car here. I was in Mass South car. It's a church. And I went in the church, well, fine. And I'm parking another lot where people go to exercise and go to another church. And, when I come up from the church, somebody had went right down the side of the truck. Truck wasn't even that old. Went right down the side of the truck. And I looked at it and took a deep breath. evangelist, I took a deep breath. And I look and said, Lord, I thank you. Minister Andre, you talked to me this morning. All I said, Lord, thank you. Because I was saying in my time, I would wait to see whoever would park next to me then, because I know it had to be that person. And the game will be on. It will be on. But no, when he has delivered you from, you take a breath. Because there's only a car, I'll get another one. You know, you just take a breath. If it's your shoes, you'll get another pair. If it's a job, you'll get another job. Hallelujah. Because you see, he promised, I'll close doors that no one can open, and I'll open doors that no one can close. Whatever it is,
amen.
God can replace it. God can replace it. Don't care what it is. God can replace it.
Look at Job, apostle.
Yes. You talked about him, too.
Look at Job. He lost. Oh, my God.
Joe Prager missed losing all his kids, all his money, all his property, all everything he had. He still kept praising God.
His children, everything.
What he said? Though he slay me. He said, though he slay me. My God. Joe felt like he was cutting up, being cut. You hear me? He felt like he was being cut because he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Yet
will I trust him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because I know he said that he was being cut. He had boils all over his behind. He couldn't sit down. The only place he didn't have boils was probably on his tongue, all on his head, all on his hands. Anywhere he had boils. Couldn't even go between the people because nobody wants to see me smell, start smelling. But he said, I'm going to trust God. And what the wife said, why don't you trust God?
Hallelujah.
Why don't you trust God in that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, this is the time I need to praise him. I can't cuss him. This is the time I need to praise him.
Hallelujah.
My breakthrough is right around the corner. My breakthrough is right around the corner. This is the time I need to praise him. I can't cuss him.
Hallelujah.
You know, all this stuff that I'm going through because I'm going to have a better breakthrough. Better than what I had before. I'm going to have a greater breakthrough. My
Hallelujah.
God, my God.
Thank you, Father God.
I tell you, that's a song message this morning. I tell you, that's what God wants to do. You know, sometimes you feel like you got sickness. I remember back in Virginia, Minister Onde, when I was at the bus stop, you hear that message, you hear that me share this before. And I was talking about the white people. The white people, you know how we do. The white people this, the white people that. We don't do that no more, but that's how we did. The white people that, they got all this, they got all that. And I was talking about the cars they have and the houses they have and all that stuff. And I got the bus stop. I was in Boston, Virginia.
Boston.
Mm-hmm. And now, we're at the bus stop, and I am talking to myself on this stuff. Got a nice fiberglass enclosure. And I'm talking about, man, everybody's coming. You see the white kids come by. Young fellas with nice cars and stuff. Lower writers and all kind of stuff. And the Lord says, you complaining, don't even take me for what you have. And that man came up in a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? He knew exactly what time the bus would come because when he got there, he wasn't there seconds that the bus didn't come. And the man let down the ramp and he drove his motorized wheelchair up in the bus with smiles on his face. Had a special place to put his wheelchair. They got a special place in the bus for the wheelchair where they got a big seat belt that goes right around the wheelchair. The wheelchair is locked in place. And Lord began to tell me, he said, look, you got your legs. You can walk. Look at this man. He don't have no legs, but he still got joy.
Thank you.
I started weeping right there at the bus stop. I started weeping. People looking at me. I got up in the bus and said, you all right, sir? I said, I'm fine. But I really wasn't fine. I was being whipped by God. I was being whipped by God. Because remember, at that time, I was coming out the world. I was coming out the world, but I still had a lot of the world inside of me. I was going to church, and I was in drug treatment, okay, in a drug treatment facility. But I still had a lot of the world inside of me. And it was being tested. And I was acting out, and God had to whip me right there at the bus stop. And since that, I stopped my way with that. I don't even stay on people when they pass by and they're driving a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, or some fancy car. I don't stay on that. I just say, Lord, I thank God that person got a nice car. But I thank God for what I drive, but I thank God for what I'm driving because he gave it to
me. Right.
And I tell people it's God's car all the time. I thank God for it, you know. So we have to praise him anyhow, no matter what you're going through. You may have cancer in your body. Thank God you're still alive. And as long as you're alive, you are still a candidate to be healed, to experience God's healing in this lifetime. You know, you're still a candidate to receive his healing in this lifetime. I'm not going to stay here forever. I already know that. But while I'm here, I'm going to live my life to please God. Even if sickness take hold of my body,
Hallelujah.
I'm going to praise God. And Lord, I have breath in my body. I'm going to praise God till he take me out of this body. That he take me out of this body. Because I know this body can't go to him. This body, in this body has no good thing. Paul said, in my flesh, there's no good thing. No good thing. So I got to praise the real person. I got to praise him with the real person. My spirit man has to praise God. Because when I leave this body, I want to go to him to get my new body.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. A lot of people on the line. Anybody else want to come on and encourage a woman of God? We just fellowshipping right now. Come on in if you want to. If you need prayer, she'll pray for you. Evangelist will pray for somebody. Pray for you. The line is open. The line is open. And here Deacon Fraser Dahl. Stuart was on there. He just got off the line. Mm-hmm. And he'll be going for his afternoon line. But the line is open.
Evangelist Campbell, I just want to say thank you for sharing your testimony. Thank you for sharing that because it's powerful. We all go through similar situations like that. You know, and you know, even in that moment when you say you had to turn your face and wipe your tears, you know, that was just God holding you and you just choosing to hold on to him to not respond. I really thank God for that. I remember, you know, I was at my old church where I was before. I had a situation with, you know, the pastor and one of the daughters, and it was a very tense moment. And I remember, Apostle, in that moment, just the things that was being said, and I had so much in that moment. My heart was racing. I had so much. I closed my eyes, then I had to stop talk. And I said, God, you need to help me. Because, like you said, that side of you that the Lord has removed that you're trying to let go just start creeping up. And at one point, I remember very vividly, I closed my eyes, and as much as the enemy was trying to get me to respond, the Lord had me so arrested that I couldn't even form words. I couldn't form thoughts in my head to the point at one point I stopped and I started laughing because at that moment I realized that it was God that was holding me. And I always say to God when I'm faced with difficult situations, Father God, help me so that I do not sin against you. And I thank God for COVID because, you know, I follow the Lord and I choose to go as God leads me. And just before I left, you know, the mother of the church was like, oh, we need to talk to you. But I knew what it was because I went to fellowship at another church and they don't want you to fellowship at other churches. And I'm like, you know, we have to go. And in that moment, all that was on my heart, all the hurt that this family, this family is not just the pastor and stuff. This is my in-laws. This is my brother's wife. Family. And my mother encountered some very not so Christ-like behavior and sadness. And all that was on my chest. And I remember that Tuesday I came home and I said, God, I need you to hold me. I need you to arrest me. I said, Father God, because I don't know on Sunday what my tongue will do. I don't know what I will say because, Lord, if it's something that is not of you, I know that in their behaviors it's not so much of you. And it's more culture than Christ. I will say things, God, that will take me outside of you. And I ask you, dear Lord, to arrest me. If this meeting, you know, Lord, you know, things before it even occur will not be in my favor and will make me sin against you, Lord, do not allow it to happen. And by the grace of God, I tell you, I kid you not. It never happened to date. That meeting never occurred because my niece came. I had to watch my other niece while they were at the hospital delivering the baby. And this was during the COVID. This is when the pandemic shut down. The pandemic shut down that very Friday. So everything was shut down. Nobody could go. Churches was closed up. And to date, that conversation never happened. And I give God the glory because God knows our heart. God knows the heart of other people. God knows the intention of other people, and he will always fight for us. So, Evangelist Darlene, I thank you for sharing that because it brought me back to remember that situation that I was faced with. So I thank God. The line is open. Again, if anyone have any encouraging words to say, if you need a prayer, if you have a testimony or want to do a reading, please do so at this time. Amen.
Yes, Minister Batmus, if nobody else want to respond, you can go ahead and pray and close out.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, dear Lord. We thank you for this blessed day, Father God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Father God, we thank you for your mighty right hand, Father God, that uplifts us. We thank you for your shield of protection, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for forgiveness, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, because we know, dear Lord, in all circumstances that you are right there with us. We thank you, Father God, for being there with Evangelist Darlene, Father God, fighting her battle this week that passed, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord, because we know you are in her, Father God. And you say, greater is he that is in me than him that is in this world. We know that she is your child, Father God. And we know that you will continue to fight her battles, Father God. We thank you for conviction, Father God, that the employer, Father God, was able to come back and apologize, dear Lord. We thank you for taking full control of every situation that concerns her life and her family. Father God, we are also thanking you for Pastor Washington, Bishop Washington and Apostle Washington, Father God, as you continue to perfect their family, Father God, as you continue to walk with them, dear Lord. We thank you for the doors that are open, dear Lord, that you will help her, dear Lord, as Apostle pray to find a place and a house for her son, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you the victory, Father God, for their life. We thank you because you have been with them. You are their victor in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father God, for everyone else that is on this line. We're thanking you for Deacon Frazier, Father God, that you will continue to be with him, that you will continue to be with his mother, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to heal, Father God, every situation that is concerning him, everyone that is broken, Father God, that is hurt, that is sad, Father God, that is going through some struggle within his family, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be there with him. Father God, we're thanking you for Evangelist Sheila as you continue on this journey with her, Father God, as you continue to open up the doors and her eyes, Father God, her ears clearly, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you continue to fight her battles in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, continue to strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we are thanking you for Apostle Stewart and Apostle Pastor Stewart, dear Lord, as you will continue, Father God, to shine your light upon their lives, Father God, as you will continue to grow their ministry and grow those who know you, Father God, through them in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father, mightily for Apostle Calendar in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue, Father God, to perfect him, Father God, continue to perfect his ministry, continue to perfect the works that you have brought to him, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the various aspects, Father God. Continue to let your fire burn inside of him, Father God, as you continue to open doors for him, access for him in the mighty name of Jesus, for his entire family, Father God, for his son Benjamin, Father God, for his granddaughters, for his wife, Father God, for his daughter-in-law in love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue, Father God, to pour hope and joy upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for healing, Father God, for everyone that is in need of healing in their bodies, Father God, healing in their spirit, in their hearts, Father God, as we continue through this life, Father God, as we're moving into a better land, into a more greenery land in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as the world is turning, Father God, wherever there is struggle throughout the world, Father God, throughout the various continents of the world, people, your people, Father God, those that know you and those who are coming into knowing you, dear Lord, that their hearts will be pure, that their minds will be steady, that they will choose to do good over evil at all times, that they will choose to follow your way, Father God. If we choose to follow you, Lord Jesus, and do good, Father God, you will be there, Father God. You will continue to open doors. You will continue to give us victory upon victory. Father God, you are our victor in the mighty name of Jesus, and we glorify your name. We thank you, Father God, because your light has shined bright. Your light is upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that no matter where we are, our case has been approved. Our case has been listed in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Father God, because since we were our children, dear Lord, you have been there. There is a moment in time that we could all remember you as a child, when our eyes were open as you're bringing us, as you saved us, as you protected us. Father God, thank you for being there from the beginning to now. Father God, I thank you for everyone else that is on this line that did not speak, that didn't get an opportunity to speak. Father God, we're thanking you for everyone that is on this line today that, you know, dear Lord, took something. Whether they hear the word today or tomorrow, they will hear your word in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that I didn't mention that are always on this line, Father God, we ask you to bless them. For those that weren't able to come on the line today or speak, dear Lord, we ask you to continue to bless them, continue to help them, continue to perfect them, continue to open doors, Father God, continue to hold them tightly, Father God, continue to pull them gently and lovingly, Father God, unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will continue to seek you, Father God. Continue for healing, dear Lord, upon our family, healing upon my mother, Father God, just not healing upon her liver, dear Lord, but healing in her heart, healing in our spirit, dear Lord, that she will serve you more intently. She will serve you more righteously. Father God, we are thanking you for your love, for your mercy, and your grace. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my daughter in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for our victory, and I thank you for our love. Father God, we give you glory, honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Apostle?
Amen. Mm-hmm. No, Ms. Undera, I know we're getting ready to close, but as you were praying, I was just hearing this song in my spirit. Jesus is the rock in the weary land.
Mm-hmm.
Weary land. Weary land. Jesus is a rock in the weary land, shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land, weary land, weary land. Jesus is a rock in the weary land, shelter in the time of storm. I just heard that as you was praying.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Darlene. I love it when you sing. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God glory. Thank you, Father God. Apostle?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, oh, my daughter is singing too. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you so much. He is a rock and a weary land. Every land. That's why we can praise him. We can praise him.
Hallelujah.
When we are at that weary place, we can praise him and we can
Amen.
Still find joy. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you both. Let's have a blessed evening. I went on with Deacon Fraser last night. We had a great time last night. I tell me, him, and Mother Grant. It's a great time. If you get a chance, stop by then. Encourage him. He's doing a great work. You know, he's consistent. You know, and that's what's important to God. When we tell God we are going to do something, be there. You know, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people you don't see preaching on Blog Talk anymore because I get tired. I get tired of people saying they're going to come, and then the day before the same day the call. I can't come. I got to do something else, Apostle. And I said, okay, that's fine. Because, you know, I got a word in my stomach anyway. I got a word in my stomach. I was studying this morning for next week, if it's the Lord's will. You know, I keep a word inside me just in case if somebody don't show up. So they don't come. So you ain't hear me preaching. They don't preach on Blog Talk really, because I'm not going to put God in that position where I have to tell God, yes, but Sister So-and-so going to bring the word. Then all of a sudden, right before, maybe the morning, maybe the nighttime before, I got to fight to get somebody for the next day. You know, God wants people that is consistent, that is committed, and submitted. That's what God wants.
Amen.
You know, and don't matter what you're going through, if you are committed and submitted to God, God won't answer for you. God won't answer for you.
He don't answer for you.
As you committed and submitted to you, to him. See, them two got to go together, committed and submitted. And God would answer.
Amen.
You know, God would answer. God would answer. Don't care who come against you. Could be your boss. He may be the boss here on earth, but God is the ultimate boss. God is the ultimate boss. And when you honor God, God would stand for you. He would honor
Amen.
You. When Israel got before that Red Sea, they started to want to go back to Egypt. He told Moses, what you got? Use what you got.
That's what he said.
Let the people stand still, and I'm going to show, I'm going to show them who I am. You just use what you got. Let them stand still. They want to fight with Moses. You bring us out here for us to die. Wish we were back in Egypt. Wish we were back in slavery.
That's right.
God told Moses, don't worry. Just use what you got. All he had was the rod in his hand. The same rod that he defeat Pharaoh with. The rod in God.
Thank
and that's
you.
All you need. Remember what God used before. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Remember what you used before. May God deliver you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Just think about it. My God, he just brought tears to my eyes there. Just remember what you used. May God deliver you.
Uh-huh.
And you thought you couldn't get out from where you were. Just think about it. Just think about it. Jesus. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something I want you guys to do. If you got a computer, even if you got a phone, just go in your search engine and put in the seven tribulations. The seven tribulations on YouTube. It'll take you to another dimension. Last night I watched it.
Engine?
I watched it on YouTube. The seven
go on your
tribulations.
Search engine. He said go on your search
on your
engine.
On your search engine. On your computer or your phone. Go in the search engine and put in the seven tribulations.
Tribulations.
And that movie gonna come up. I'm telling you something. It's the book of Revelation. And it talks about the seven trumpets and the seven bulls and the seven angels. I'm going to tell you something, that movie, if you haven't been saved and you see that movie, you'll get saved. If you haven't been walking holy for God and you watch that movie, you'll walk holy. I tell you last night, that thing brought tears to my eyes. Tears to my eyes. Because people are going to be running for their lives, think they can save their lives. And the trumpet, when the angels sound the trumpet, I'm just going to tell you about it a little bit. The earth shook. The trumpet shook the earth. Every time the trumpet sound, the first trumpet, the second trumpet, the third trumpet, second trumpet. You know, going on down the line, first, second, third, all the way to the eighth trumpet.
So if you've ever wondered when the tribulation...
It's something else, man.
Apostle,
but I bless the Lord for you all.
You say put in the seven tribulations?
Yes.
I got it, but it keep coming with 7-year tribulation.
Yeah, if you put in seven, after 7-year tribulation, go with that. Sounds like it. I think I heard it just so it sounded like it. I maybe misnoted the year, but that could be it.
Okay. All right.
And it's going to take you right to the book of Revelation. They're going to begin to talk about all the stuff that's going to be happening. And then they're going to show you how people are rejecting. They're rejecting and talking about Satan and the Antichrist and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's opening Revelations to you. And the guy that did that narration, I follow him a while back, and he talks about the two witnesses, the last two witnesses, the witnesses that they're going to be beheaded and left in the street to die, and then they're going to come back to life. But it's all there, and you can really picture the book. If you ever study the book of Revelation, you can see it how it unfolded. I mean, it's so real. And buildings are falling from building like a domino game, you know. And one building knocking down the other building, knocking down the other building, it's something. It's going to change. I tell you, daughter, I would not like you. It's going to take your ministry to another dimension.
Amen.
It's going to take your ministry to another dimension. I went to the bathroom, and I begin to repent just for thoughts that come in randomly that I have no control over. Do you hear what I say? I went in the bathroom, and I begin to repent for thoughts that come into my head randomly that I have no control over. I don't bring them in. They just come. And I begin to repent because I saw this, that thing that's going to hinder people from entering in to see God. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for you guys. Thank you all for the fellowship today. Thanks for the word and the responses. A lot of people still on the line, but we thank God for them that come on, because sometimes people will be a sponge, but you can only put so much water in the sponge or so much soap. Sometimes you got to squeeze it out. And long as you're soaking, that's good. That's good. We ain't mad with you. We're glad that you come and soak up the word. Because when you get back to your private time, you're going to have to squeeze. You're going to have to squeeze the sponge. That word going to show up. You know, it's going to show up. So we thank God for you all come on and hear the word, especially when you come to Blog Talk Radio, because you're going to get the truth. You're not going to get no watered down word. You're going to get the truth. We love you guys. Have a blessed evening. If you can get a chance, come on to Blog Talk. I mean, to a church in the ear. International Prayer Line with Brother Deacon Fraser. Deacon Fraser, we'll have a good time on there tonight. Yeah. God bless you all. Have a blessed evening. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you. Bye-bye.